You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
Let's go.
Hell yeah. Let's I would have spiked this water, but we got cameras.
What happened?
We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno.
Okay. Are you ready for some good vibes?
Let's do it.
We're all good vibes today.
Yeah, we're great vibes today.
Did I hear a who's your guy in there from last night?
Maybe. Yeah. Caleb and crew are now part of the opens for who's your guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his guy was clearly Rome Odunze.
We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno.
A.K.A. Uno. Which might be confusing because he's probably going to wear one. He wore one at Washington. And obviously Uno is one in Spanish. But the last quarterback wore one. He had a dog named Uno. It's just cute as day. He's a boxer, right? Isn't that Justin's dog?
Follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's a cute little dog.
Yeah.
By the way, the rumor I saw was that Odunze is going to wear 15.
Okay.
That's what I saw too.
So he's going to wear 15 and Caleb's going to wear 18. Here's the question.
Who wears 13?
No, Keenan Allen's wearing 13. I think that I thought that the way that Caleb handled that was incredibly mature. Why would I step in the way of what he said was of a Hall of Fame wide receiver who wears 13? He gets to wear 13. I'll wear 18. It's fine. Now, the real question is, did Caleb Williams make the suggestion? And the Bears don't have to follow up on that, but did he make the suggestion, you know who would be great for us? Uno. And should he be allowed?
Well, that's the other question. How would you feel one way or the other? So
I feel great about it.
Yes, I was going to say, let's pick the world in which we want to live. Let's choose our own adventure here. Your code name is Jonah. And we can decide. Let's say the answer is yeah. And the Bears came. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Bears came to him.
Yeah.
Different, yeah.
I trust
that the Bears came to him and said, we'd like your input on this. And he said, look, if you're asking me to pick a name, Rome Odunze. And the Bears say, thank you. And to what extent do they take it under advisement? To what extent do they say, rather than just give me a name, why? What? Sit down. Tell us. Go through these guys. What do you know about each one of these guys?
This is what we're talking about with the concept of partnership. When you're bringing in a one-of-one, a new quarterback, there has to be at the professional level, and I would say high-level college football too, there has to be a partnership. So you might not just say he can do whatever he wants and we're going to do whatever Caleb wants us to do, but to me, it would be foolish that if you were even thinking, if you were looking at the wide receiver board, and you were thinking about guys that could fill out your offense, to not ask him the question of, do you like, this is what we're thinking. Do you have a preference? If you do have a preference, why? Here's what our scouts say. Are they wrong? What do you think about that? Like all of that stuff. How does this player play into your style? Do you think this player can fit into the offense that we want to run from what you know of our offense so far? That to me is kind of where it's going. Now, it's a privileged class. We're not doing this for everybody. This is very specific. If you're starting over in a franchise, any of these guys who got drafted in the first round, except for Michael Penix, you're partnering with them. And they might have an insight into the game, considering they were playing the game against these guys, that you might not. So why not lean on their experience and ask for their input? That, to me, is a step in the right direction. And with a guy like Caleb, specifically, he clearly wants there to be a measure of, I don't want to say control, a measure of respect given to his point of view. And I think that that is a fair thing for 101, the quarterback who you're hoping changes your franchise. I think it's a fair thing for them to ask.
I would like for all of the common talk about collaboration and working as a group to a common goal to understand and appreciate the most important person in the equation may be the quarterback himself. And that's okay. And it does involve handing over an awful lot of power to a very, very young man. But so what?
You have to be confident in who you, like Ryan Poles, Ian Cunningham, all those people, Shane Waldron, they have to be confident in sharing that power. And I will say that's a mature thing too. That's a hard thing to give someone access to, which is why when you're in your scouting sessions, it's very important that everyone is on the same page and that you understand what the dynamic is. The dynamic is starting to shift. Specifically for quarterbacks and highly drafted quarterbacks. Like, I know that we're talking about this. This is a very small percentage of people that would have this type of power inside of an organization. But if you're not going to do it for this, then when are you going to do it? It can't just be later on. And honestly, you saw that this was an issue for Tom Brady. Even as he was winning Super Bowls, that he felt like he didn't have enough input or partnership. And then he goes down to Tampa and finds it, is given it from walking in the door. These are all things to consider as the league changes.